In Parshas Noach, we have the famous Maisa with whatever exactly happened. Vayarcham avikanan isar vasaviv, vayegid l'shneachav v'chutz. Clearly, there was a very serious disrespecting of his father, whatever actually might have additionally happened there. And the punishment was, arur kanan eved avadim yelachav, he was punished with avdus. So why specifically he was punished with avdus? So Ayin Rashi, who according to one of the pshatim that he brings, has a hezber. But the Rav once explained that he says, what's the ikar of an eved? So we tend to think in our regular, like, everyday life, the ikar of an eved is that you have to work hard and you can't, like, have leisure and you can't have, etc., which is clearly true. But on a deeper existential level, the Rav says that what an eved, the Gemara says, eved ain't no chayis. He has no yichas. He has no relatives. So what does it mean he has no relatives, the Rav says? Well, that means, like, in Uncle Tom's Cabin, when, like, the white people say, oh, well, the black people don't love their kids like we do because they're... No! Biologically, in terms of the emotional attachment, so of course, your relatives, you can relate to them the same way. What difference does it make if you're an eved or a free person? But the Rav says, that's not what yichas is. Yichas isn't that, you know, the mother loves her kids, etc. That behemoths also have that. Yichas is something much deeper than that. Yichas is that I got a Masorah. I'm coming from someplace. And that Yichas is, my father, he gave me Masorah. I'm part of a chain of history. I'm part of the chain of transmission of Torah. I'm part of the chain of the history of Am Yisrael, or even another nation. I'm part of the chain of transmission of the culture and values of that nation, even if they're not as correct as our culture and values. But they're still, Goyim have Yichas, right? They just have Yichas that's not passing on the most proper and accurate values. But yichus means, I have a father, I have a son, that I'm passing that on to my son. That's what yichus means. Yichus means we're not just individuals who have our emotional relationships and our nice things in life. Yichus means we're part of something greater. We're part of a chain. We're coming from someplace and we're going somewhere. And that is our... That is what it's yichas. And eved ein lo chayis. And eved's not coming from someplace. He's not going anywhere. Ein lo yichas. He's not part of any chain. He's just he's just adrift. And he doesn't have any mesorah. He's not part of a chain. He's not part of the story of history. And he says, oh, why was that the punishment of Cham? He says, very pashut. Cham's avera was that or a makla of the emo, lack of kibbutz of aim, that he didn't respect his father. What Chum said is that I'm not getting Masorah from my father. I'm not part of a chain. I don't have to look up to my father. I'm not coming from any place. I'm my own man. I'm not coming from any place. He refused to acknowledge that he was getting a Masorah, that he was part of a great story and a great chain of history that came from his father and he was passing on through the generations. Okay, once Chum said, I'm not part of that chain, then Mela, of course, the punishment, Eved Avdim Yela Echav, of being Eved She'en Lo Chayis, because being a Ben Chorin doesn't just mean being free to have leisure. Being Ben Chorin means being part of the chain, being part of the story, being part of history. Once Chum wrote himself out of history by saying, I don't want to learn anything from my father, then Mela, he was Eved Avadim Yela Echav. And we, on the other hand, we always celebrate our Chayr Seinu, even when we were Avadim Mitzrayim, we weren't really Avadim. We were really Bnei Chorin, who were just Mishubadim, of course. And our Bnei Chorin is not just that we have leisure, that we have freedom, which is very nice, and we appreciate it, and it's very important on its level, but that we're part of a grand story, part of a Torah Tzivulon Moshe, Morosh, Akilas Yaakov, which goes all the way back to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Har Sinai, and we're passing on to our kids, till the very end of time, till the B.S. Gold Tzedek.